wasn't the only paper told about our Stuker, how he turned out to be an escaped prisoner. All the city papers had about it, too. But they didn't tell everything. They didn't say a thing about my little Daisy 22 rifle. And I'm going to tell it right. So I'm going to tell about that 22.
The place, Crocus, Saskatchewan, lying like a bead in a mail-order necklace in that branch line of the CPR that supports also the towns of Disraeli, Broken Shell, Tiger Lily, Conception, Khartoum, and Bunting. The time, recently. The principal characters, Jake and the Kid, played by John Draney and Billy Richards. And here, as the second episode in a new series of radio plays by the Canadian writer W. O. Mitchell, is the story, Elbow Room.
Post and Winnipeg papers? Why, they even had about it in the Toronto papers. Not about the 22, but about the Stuker. First time I saw the rifle was last spring in McTaggart's store. He's mayor of Crocus. The day I went into town with the eggs and to get groceries, the gun was in the window. Look, look, Ma, there it is. Just what I've been wanting.
There's something in that window I've been wanting too, son. That cream separator.
No, the gun. The 22. There. Between the gopher poison and that team heart.
I see it. I see it.
Little Daisy. Repeater. $9.95.
$10 is a lot of money, especially at seeding time. That old cream separator of ours isn't going to hold out much longer.
$9.95. It's only $9.95.
That's $10, son. Now, I know it looks pretty to you. So does that cream separator to me.
Can't touch off a gopher with a cream separator.
Perhaps not. But I'm willing to wait for my cream separator if you're willing to wait for your gun till harvest.
You mean maybe I can have it then?
Perhaps.
I'm sure it's a long time to wait.
Yes, it is a long time to wait.
Jake, he got the tractor out. Summer fallow was bare naked and steamy under the sun. I rode behind Jake after four, with the crows calling after us all over the south quarter. Jake's our hired man. He's kind of old and not very big, but he's supple and spry as anything. Jake, he's been everywhere and he's done everything. He's a Boer War veteran and he's World War veteran. Why, in 1885, before the railroad was even built through Crocus, before there was a town of Crocus.
There I stood on Cut Knife Creek. Chief Poundmaker on one side of me, big slashing fella in the breech clout, cheeks and chest right to his belly button, all streaky with war paint. Louie, on the other side of me. Tall, hungry-looking fella. Louie Riel. Wore a rabbit's foot fob to his watch chain. I guess I'm the only living human being ever wrestled Louie Riel 3 times in a row and come out of it alive. When he said I didn't wrestle fair, why, I didn't say a word. I just tied one hand behind my back, and I took him on again. The third time. I wrestled him right down. Flat on his back, made him say uncle 3 times. Once in English, once in French, once in Blackfoot.
All summer I remembered what Ma said about me getting that 22 when thrashing time rolled around. We got rain when we needed her. Halfway through August, she really got hot. Hot and still. Still, the gopher squeaking sounded not right, like folks whispering in church. Jake got out the binder and started cutting on the 25-acre field. If only she didn't hail, my little Daisy 22 was in that crop. Bing, got you. Bing, got you too. Bing, bing, bing. Got you, McGee, McGaw, caw, caw. 3 dead crows on a dead man's chest. Hey, Jake! Jake! Lunch, Jake!
Hi, kid. How's school?
All right. Miss Henchbaugh.
Never mind. Hearing about Miss Henchbaugh ain't going to improve my lunch none.
I'm getting to be a pretty good aimer. Coming from the house, I touched off 14 gophers, a weasel, and 3 crows.
Did you now?
Yep. She's a real good rifle, that Dandy Daisy.
You mean the one you ain't got yet?
The one I'm going to get.
Look here, you ain't going around with the safety catch off, are you?
Well, she's on.
Keeping her oiled?
Yep.
What kind of ammunition are you using? Longs or shorts?
Longs.
We got just about enough time for one game of Indian patrol. Hmm. I'll count to 100. You skin out.
Okay, Jake.
1, 2, 3...
Oh, just a minute, Jake.
Huh? What's the matter?
You're lying on my gun.
Huh? Oh. What? 4, 5, 6, 7...
Patrol is a game Jake and me made up, and it's a good one. Well, one of you counts while the other hides, and the other tracks the other one till he finds him. I lit up over the stubble and ducked under the barbed wire and got through the wind ring, and I ran and ran. I leapt into the ditch and I rolled over there, getting my wind back, listening to Jake come far away, and the wind whispering in the grass around me. A person feels very sort of peaceful lying on their back under a whole lot of sky. I could hear the wind going like when you blow on tissue paper. She was kind of numb out there, like the prairie bumped its funny bone. Rolled over careful onto my stomach and...
What's wrong?
Jake! Come here, Jake!
What's the idea? Scaring the liver and
Jake,
gizzard out of...
In the ditch! Lying awful still with his head in the crook of his arm!
Sounds like you run across to grizzly.
It's worse, Jake. A dead man there on the ditch.
All right. Take it easy, kid. We'll just take a look at him.
Well, now, this ain't no Corpus Delicious. Some harvester taking a nap. Save me going into Crocus to get us a stoker. So we'll pay the going wage and your board. You ever harvested before?
Not for a long time.
Look like you got tallow on you. Take her easy for a couple of days. Where's your roll?
I haven't. I left it behind. In town.
No blankets, razor, gloves, nothing?
Afraid not.
Well, guess we can fix you up. You go on up to the house with the kid. Tell your ma to get the bunkhouse swept out and move the cot out.
Okay,
kid.
Jake. So there was how we got our stoker. Night after his first day of stoking, I was sitting in the kitchen with Jake. Ma, she was making up the cream and egg accounts.
Time for bed, son. Morning comes early.
All right, Ma.
How's he doing, Jake?
Oh, not so good. Whole day just to set up one skimpy corner of Stooks.
He sure's polite. You should have seen the way yet.
8, son.
8. You should have. He's just as neat an eater as you, Jake. Way you lean way over and don't drop anything on the oilcloth.
5 minutes. I'll just see if there's anything he needs for the night.
Okay, Ma. Jake?
Huh?
Gonna keep him, Jake?
How many pints in the quart?
What?
How many pints in the quart?
2. But I asked...
How many quarts in a gallon?
4. I was wondering... Him not being so good a stoker, I was wondering if you're gonna keep him.
4.
What are you figuring out, Jake? What are you figuring out?
27 500-gallon barrels.
What of?
What of? Why? Tea.
Tea?
Yeah. With cream and sugar.
I don't get what you're figuring.
I finally figured her out. If your ma's 50 now and she started up drinking tea when she was 14, Then she's drunk 27 500-gallon barrels of tea. Enough to fill the cow pasture, Slough. Well, what do you think of our stoker?
I don't know, Jake.
Awful quiet. When I stopped the binding near him, he ain't sociable at all. I think after a fella had been alone with all them stooks, he'd want to talk to somebody. Does he act kind of snooty with you?
Well, I haven't been around him so much.
Except for being so close, he seems like a nice sort of fella. Guess it ain't so easy to be sociable when your back's giving you H.
Gonna keep him, Jake?
Oh, I don't know. See how he does tomorrow. I'll take some time off after morning chores and show him a few tricks.
After Jake showed him, our stooker didn't do so bad the next day. Sure was a bear for punishment. You should have seen what the twine did to his hand. I guess it was the way he acted about those blisters made Jake keep him on. Didn't let on they hurt him at all. He still acted funny. Like Jake said...
He answers you all right, but it's like he's thinking over every word before he says it.
Yeah, like there's something bothering him, Jake.
Yeah. Sometimes he stops stooking and he stands in the field bareheaded, bundle under each arm, staring out to where the sky drops over the horizon. Looks kind of lost, like he never seen prairie before, like it scares him.
Prairie scary?
Yeah. Enough to give a gopher the heartburn.
One day we were all having lunch in the field together. After his cake, Jake reached for the tea jar and took a couple of swigs and handed it to the stooker. Jake wiped off his mouth with the back of his hand.
Yeah, sure a hot one this afternoon. Reminds me of the day I got throwed from my horse during the Boer War.
Yeah?
I lay there on the bald-headed prairie, South Africa. Only there's a funny thing. They always called it felt. South Africa felt. I lay there on the South Africa felt without food nor water. Busted my leg when I got throwed, you see. And say, I got thirsty. My tongue swole up so's I could hardly get my breath around it. Cracked, just like summer fella after 4 years drought. Well, then, one day I seen a crick I didn't see before. I starts crawling toward her. When I got no further away than that there stook, I seen a dead boar. And I keeps right on going till I get to the crick. I fill my hat, and I'm just going to have my first drink of water in 2 weeks. When this here boar, which I thought was dead, he lifts up his head and he hollers, "Water! Water!" And I says, "Here," I says, "get this into you. You need it worse than what I do."
Gee, Jake, that's just like Sir Philip Sidney in our fourth grade reader.
In the Boer War, that was?
Yep.
1902?
She was in 02, all right. Yeah.
Glad to meet you again.
Huh?
I said, glad to meet up with you again. Never thought I'd get a chance to thank you for that water. I was that wounded boar.
You... the fella I give the water to... Kid, you better take that jug back and get it filled. Take it down to the barley. We're moving there in an hour.
In a couple of days, Jake got over being mad at the stooker for pulling his leg. Live and let live, Jake always said. Then one night I went out to the well. She was real dark. Windmills clanking. Hello.
Oh. Hello. Hello there.
Seen Jake?
No, I haven't.
Lonely sound, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Like it grabbed the stillness around itself. Guess it must seem funny to a fellow who isn't used to it.
What was that?
Owl.
Huh. Didn't have none of them things in the East End when I was a kid. Don't let nobody ever tell you you ain't lucky, kid.
Lucky?
Yeah. Once I seen a fly in a sort of yellow glass. Used it for holding down papers. A fly was in the center. It was on this desk in a house where what you might call an office.
Was it dead?
Yeah. It was dead. It was dead.
I'd sure hate to be that fly if it was alive when I was a fly.
Sure is a lonely sound.
Yep. That's because they don't go in packs.
Who don't?
Coyotes. Prairie wolves. They don't go in packs, you know, like timber wolves. So I guess they must be lonely. I get lonely, too, out in the prairie at night. Sometimes you get so quiet, you feel left dangling. Like you were the only person in the whole world.
As the wings of an angel over these prison walls, I would fly. I would fly to the arms of my sweetheart, and there I'd be willing to die.
Now, ain't that a creepy sound?
Sure is. Thought that last note would throw you.
I meant the coyote howling.
Oh.
Reminds me of a fella, though. Caught him a coyote pup. Fella name of Parsons. Lived in the Kickin' Lake district. Perch Parsons. Short for percherin. Big feet. He had the biggest... He caught him this coyote pup, and he trained it.
To fetch for him?
Nope. To sing.
Oh.
Yeah. Used to point his nose to the moon, back on his haunches, nights like this. Sing. Yep. Tenor. Used to be real nice the way that coyote perches and take the high note harmony, whilst the others out in the prairie would take the melody. Real nice. Just a sort of... No real tunes, mind you.
Oh, no.
Just a sort of harmonizing. Kid, it's getting late.
Okay, Jake.
Nice night.
Mm-hmm.
Still night, just like this, except there wasn't any moon before Vimy. I remember just before we went over the top, a fella come up to me, and he said, you wasn't at Vimy, too, was you?
No, I wasn't there. I was just telling the kid here, this is the way for a kid to grow up. Out here, with elbow room, where the deer and the antelope play. Guess an antelope gets a bang out of all this space out here.
Never had a chance to ask one.
They do. They do.
From then on, our Stuker was the same as anybody else. He was fun. I told him all about the little Daisy 22 Ma had promised me. He played Indian Patrol with I and Jake all the time. Then one morning, just at the end of Stooping, Ma sent me over to Tincher's to borrow Mrs. Tincher's flat iron.
Why, sure, if you'll just sit down and have a glass of buttermilk till I hear the news.
At 4:00 of this afternoon, local time, two of the three men were captured. The third is still at large, and the two-province-wide hunt, now in its fourth week, goes on. It is reported that he is wearing a brown leather jacket and dark pants. He has gray eyes, weighs 165 pounds, is 5 feet 10 and 1/2 inches in height. This man is wanted.
Well, that's two of them down. No telling where those fellows might be. Harvest time, strangers floating through. Ain't slept easy for weeks now. Oh, here's that flat iron, dearie. And I ain't gonna sleep till I get the other.
Miss
Teacher? Why, Miss Tocole, she just insisted their thrashers all had to be young fellows from Crocus District. Said she wasn't having any escape convicts.
Miss Teacher, we haven't had our radio. Well, Jake hasn't had time to go in since we took it to get fixed. We didn't know there were any escaped prisoners.
Oh, why, there was... Boy, there's a picture of them in yesterday's paper. Yeah, all three of them. Just a minute now. Yeah. Here.
This one, he's... This is the... They ain't... haven't caught this one yet?
That's right, dearie.
What's up, kid?
Jake, I found out something awful.
Did you now? How about taking an armful of that there kindling into your mouth for me?
Jake, our stoker's an escaped prisoner.
Sure he is. And I'm Tommy Douglas. Your ma's waiting for that kindling.
Honest,
go
Jake,
on.
Jake, I just heard it on Tincher's radio, then on the paper. Three of them got away and the Mountie's caught too, but the third one's still loose, and he's our stoker.
What makes you so sure?
Well, it's the paper, Jake. His picture's in the paper.
Look like him?
Just like him.
Ain't that Wyandotte got the damnedest walk? Lifting her feet real careful, like she had elastics stretched between her legs. I guess he's our stoker, all right. Ever since I heard him say boar for boor, I knew there was something funny about him. I felt her in my bones. Now we know. What are we going to do? Better get that kindling into your ma.
But he isn't like a real criminal, Jake.
Don't know. When I met a nicer fella. But she's got to be dead. Got to turn him in.
But Jake, he doesn't act like a dangerous
Maybe
criminal.
He don't, but he's still wanted.
That night by the pump house when he said I was lucky to be a farm kid.
Sure, I heard him, but he's still a criminal.
Well, it's different now. He isn't a dead fly anymore. We can't turn him in, Jake. Well, why can't we keep him here?
I don't see how we can do it. She's got to be dead, and that's all there is to it. We got to do what's right. Only wish it wasn't us had to do it. That's all.
But we can't. I don't want to turn...
Sometimes when you've got a tough nut to crack, another fella can help.
Oh. Why, maybe you got something there. I and the kid got us into a sort of jackpot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What sort of a jackpot?
Well, supposing you knew a fella, and, supposing, well, this fella was, a lot like a dog that's all the time tied up. Mean, tricky. Couldn't turn your back on him for fear he'd do for you.
This guy's been tied up?
Yeah. Where he hailed from, there wasn't no elbow room. Real stuffy. When he was a little fella, he didn't get a chance to breathe right. But he got himself a job stookin'. And out there on all that prairie with all that horizon and all them stooks under all that sky, he started in wondering. First time in his life, he got a chance to take a look at himself. And he wasn't so fussy about what he seen. Felt pretty sick. He felt so sick, he wished he'd never been born.
Then one night when the chores was all done and the pigs had quit hollering and she was real quiet, this fella did some more thinking. From that night on, he ain't been the same fella. He ain't been like a dog, all the time tied up. I and the kid, we don't know when we met a nicer fella.
That's your jackpot?
Yep.
Yep.
That ain't so tough a nut to crack. The boys that want the Stuker, they want to take him away.
Yep.
Where there ain't any elbow room. Well, it ain't going to be the same fella they take back with them. There's more than one way to be free.
That the way you got her figured out?
He may kick himself for it later on. But maybe it can be worked so it looks like he give himself up. Sooner he'll be out for good.
Suits me and the kid.
It's about 15 minutes to get to our place after Jake phoned. Wasn't any shooting. I listened at the kitchen door, but I didn't hear a thing. Afterwards, Jake said...
Stuker saw him coming. Just dropped the bundle he was holding. Said good afternoon to him. Kind of like they was crop inspectors, and this was his field they come to take a look at. He held out his hand...
Those handcuffs, I wasn't so sure we'd done the right thing, turning them in. Only saw them through the kitchen window, but they made me feel kind of funny in the stomach. I was on the back stoop washing up for supper when Jake got back. He wasn't walking so spry. He had a parcel under his arm. Hello, Jake.
Kid. Here. Here's your little Daisy.
Thanks, Jake. Gee, thanks for getting it for me.
I didn't. Our Stuker did.
I just looked at Jake. Stood there with a little Daisy 22 in my hands. Felt kind of sick again.
Elbow Room, Episode 2 in the series Jake and the Kid by W. O. Mitchell, fiction editor of McLean's Magazine. John Draney was Jake, Billy Richards the Kid. The Stuker was played by Michael Caine, Ma by Claire Murray, and Mrs. Tincher by Beth Lockerbie. Music by Morris Certain. The program was produced in the CBC's Toronto studios. Next Tuesday, Mr. Mitchell tells the truth about the day Jake made her rain, in which the power of faith is put to a striking test. Elwood Glover speaking. This is the Trans-Canada Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.